How do you balance what you love doing with what the market wants? This is the age-old question, a very important question for side hustlers. Is it better to focus on what sells or what you love making? Wouldn't it be best if there was a perfect Venn diagram? Well, that would be best, and sometimes that works, but often there's a little bit of adjustment. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to balance passion and profit, specifically in a product-based business. So we're going to hear a question from a listener in Chicago. This guy designs custom wooden desk organizers. And so this is what he really likes to do. Well, let's see. He's going to explain it more. But basically, there's a certain kind of design that he likes, but his customers seem to be gravitating toward some other designs. So what do you do in that situation? Do you give the people what they want? Do you hold fast as an artist, a craftsman, a maker, and say, this is what I want to make? Or, as I said, might there be some happy medium? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to find that sweet spot. How do you balance what you love with what the market wants? I love this question. Detailed version from Martin and my answer coming right up.
Hey, Chris. Martin here from Chicago. I'm completely obsessed with crafting one-of-a-kind wooden desk organizers. Designing each piece is what lights me up. The problem? They take forever to produce, and customers usually gravitate towards my simpler, easier-to-make versions. Part of me feels like I should focus on what sells well, but that means churning out items I don't find as inspiring. On the other hand, if I stick to my passion pieces, I'm worried I won't make enough money to grow. How can I strike the right balance between doing what I love and offering what the market clearly wants?
This is such a relatable dilemma for so many creators. You start making something you're excited about and you discover that your customers actually want something else. What do you do in that situation? And how can it not feel like a compromise? A couple of different approaches, and they're all correct, right? You have to choose what works for you. But one approach is to create a dual-tiered product line that allows you to offer simpler, high-demand items while keeping space for your passion pieces. So I've seen a lot of creators and makers do that. You could also use your passion pieces to elevate your brand. Like even if your more intricate designs are not the top sellers, they can serve a critical role in positioning your brand. So customers might be drawn to your simpler designs after seeing the artistry behind those passion projects. Next, you could streamline production for your core items. If the simpler products sell better, what can you do to make that production process simpler so that you're spending less time on it, but you keep selling? I mean, there's no compromise there. That's a good thing. You're giving people what they want. You're optimizing your process so that you can spend more time on those things that you enjoy. That, in fact, is the goal. And ultimately, I think it's good to remember your business does not have to be static. Your business is going to grow and change and evolve over time. And as that happens, you might find ways to integrate more of your passion into your core products. Or you might discover something entirely new, like an entirely new product line that excites both you and your customers. I think it's totally okay to be passionate. I think it's actually great. Like you got into your side hustle because you were passionate. So I don't think you should let that go. By structuring your business, you can stay inspired while building something sustainable. Listeners, let me know what you think. And if you have a question or a comment, sidehustleschool.com. This is episode 3051. I have the privilege and honor of making the podcast for you every day. I'm excited for all that's to come. And you can always follow or subscribe wherever you listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.